Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny, you'll share.
Yeah, we got an hour of this shit, so that's good. Let's go. Oh, hi. Hiya. Hey. Riggins was just telling me something in the bathroom.
Juicy.
I can't be shared on the radio, probably.
No, I mean, it's a nice D, and then after that, he's like, wow. That's what I call an art of circumcision.
What's wrong with you?
You said it. I'm just, don't shoot the messenger. Don't bite yourself in the foot.
Guy who just messes up. Really bit yourself in the foot on that one.
But he said that Alexis made a blanket statement about a certain type of person.
What?
Did you say that girls who wear chokers are crazy?
Oh, yeah. Girls that wear like the 90s stretchy black. I didn't say crazy. I said they just got to watch out for them.
Well,
it can be a little watch out for them.
They can be a little what?
Intense.
Okay.
And what way? What do you mean? Because I want to watch out for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that is hot.
You would.
Yeah. Listen to this guy.
Right. I love those. Yeah. You would.
Yeah, I love those. I think those little tiny chokers like that are sexy.
Alexis has been called that in her time.
A tiny choker.
I think that's dope.
She's a tiny choker.
Yup.
You got tiny dancer and tiny choker.
I just feel like they have just a lot of issues they haven't dealt with in their lives.
Pretty bold statement.
Yeah. Have you had a run-in with a woman wearing a...
Yes.
A black choker?
Yes.
What? What happened?
She just, had a lot of issues, like bragging about how many partners she's had in a day, you know?
Oh, that's the one you were talking about earlier during one of the breaks.
That was her signature look, her black choker.
Okay, so that must be where that came from then. And you would know she's crazy because she wore a black choker all the time. I see now.
And how many partners had she had in a day?
4 in 24 hours.
How much sleep?
Probably none.
And she was bragging about it?
Yeah, she was bragging about it.
That's pretty, that's quite a feat.
Is that why you like girls that wear black chokers, Ace?
I just think it's a cool look, kind of a cool look.
See, those are different.
It all depends on what you're wearing it with. Yeah, like that. I love that. But that's more of a solid black bar thing. Yeah, it all depends on what you're wearing it with. But no, that's not what I like. I just think it's kind of a catchy look.
Yeah.
A catchy
look. It looks like a perforation where I'm supposed to cut.
I mean, do you see the girls that are wearing these chokers in these pictures?
Yeah.
Well, you think they're freaky looking?
See, but it depends. I don't like the ones that look like a spirograph.
A what?
Yeah. Tell her what a spirograph is, eh?
It's a thing. It's a thing. We were used to make designs with it. It was these little wheel pieces that would work together, and they would make different designs depending on where you put the pencil or the colored pen.
Why would you do that? Like, what was the purpose?
Just to make weird designs. You can make cool designs with them.
Oh, just to do that?
Yeah, just like an art project. Yeah.
Oh, like an art project? Okay.
Yeah.
Like a spirograph.
Like, I was like, eh?
Yeah. Like those cheap plastic ones I don't like. But say what you want. The girl in that picture looks like she's fine.
I mean, it's just like going down to the Nickelodeon.
Right. I wonder if they have spirographs on YouTube. That...
Yeah, I think my oldest brother had one, maybe. I remember being in the house.
Do they still
have... a spirograph. I thought you mean your oldest brother wore a choker. I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
Spirograph.
What about a chemistry set? Do people still get chemistry sets?
I don't know. What's I'm sure they still
chemistry have. Set? What would be in it?
I don't have any idea.
Bunch of nerds.
Yeah, I mean, nerd stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. But they still sell, I mean, easy bake ovens.
Yeah.
I tried to get my niece one for Christmas. You couldn't find them. They were sold out everywhere. Couldn't get her one.
You should have just gotten an air fryer oven.
George Foreman. Yeah. I know you wanted an easy bake oven, but.
I mean, you can really make some stuff with this.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Mackenzie.
Yeah.
Just put
white
her on
girl.
White girl. Jack and Mackenzie, yeah.
Jack, Mackenzie, and Henry.
And Henry. All white. Yeah.
And it turns out you use them all intertwined to make these cool designs. Like, see how that goes?
Mm. I feel like that would be satisfying.
Yeah. Now, pretty cool. Yeah, now whittle her something.
Yeah. Yeah. Make her a walking stick.
I mean, you can't pick up the papers nowadays without seeing that.
Yeah, that was what passed for art in elementary school when we were in school. Today we're going to do spirographs. Like, in other words, that teacher wanted to kick back for a while.
Yeah,
kids have at it.
I never. I'm so void of artistic ability. I can't even use a spirograph to make anything. I never figured that out.
just turn the wheel.
It's the easy way.
It's virtually impossible not to create something with a spirograph. Well, it does all the work.
I can
for
do
you.
It. I can do it. What else, Alexis, about, generic things about women?
Yeah.
Well, like, you know the one that we've always said that if you see white under the bottom of her eye.
I've never heard
eyeball,
that one.
She's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Like makeup or like actual white?
If she opens her eyes and you can see white under her eyeballs, then she's crazy. No.
Can you see white under my
it's
eyeballs?
Under and over.
Oh, under and over, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Do I have that?
No.
Okay, good. I wasn't sure.
That doesn't mean you're not crazy. It just means if you see the whites, that's a right. Definitive, like, oh. Right.
If you see the whites, run. That was the rule when you were growing up, wasn't it?
It's a general rule.
Oh. That was funny.
Yeah. Watch out for the whites.
Watch out for the whites.
Yep. Run. You know what I've heard? You can tell if a girl's crazy if she hates all her exes.
Yeah.
Because there's... If she just talks bad about them, it's like, well, yeah. What's wrong with you?
Right.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's a good... That's a good... marker, I would think.
All right, would you rather her hate all of her exes or have still maintained a sexual relationship with all of them?
Yeah, I mean, given the choice between the two of them, I'd say I'd hope she hates them.
But it sounds like, yeah, I think it makes you sound like someone who can't come to grips with things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, you hate them still?
Doesn't move on. Like, what are you talking about? You hate them. I you may not keep in touch with him, but there's no reason for you to go around hating him.
Yeah.
You know.
What do you guys think when a girl says that she has more guy friends or likes to hang out with guys better than girls?
What? I don't know.
Because I've heard like from so many men that they're just like, oh, no, what you just said. That's what they
think. Yeah, I think women say that because they think it's going to make them more appealing to guys. Like, I don't hang out with crazy chicks. All my friends are guys. But I find it to be the opposite. Like, I don't like that. Why do I want you hanging around with a bunch of dudes all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
But you hang out with more guys than girls, don't you, Alexis?
Yeah. When I do hang out with people.
The first thing that would make me wonder, though, is she incapable of being a good girlfriend?
Because she hangs out with guys?
Yeah, she's good. I don't get along as well with girls. I don't hang out with girls as much. I don't hang out with girls because I don't get along with them as well, so I hang out with mostly guys. I wonder, maybe you're not a good girlfriend.
Girlfriend to other girls?
To other girls.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay.
Like, you know.
All my cousins were boys. I have brothers, so that's just kind of what I'm used to. You know, I don't have...
That makes sense.
Yeah. I don't have sisters. I have only one girl cousin that was really close to me growing up, but all of them were boys, and they were all mostly older than me. So that's just kind of what I grew up with.
I can see the attraction of a woman wanting to hang out with just men if she indeed doesn't like drama and girly things and all, because even if you are just friends, if you're the one girl in a group of guys, you're probably going to get a lot of attention.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, they're all looking out for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one of my friends sent me a video the other day, and it was this girl talking about dating and stuff like that. And I was wondering, I'm like, why did you send me this? Are you saying that this should apply to me or that I should listen to this? And he was like, no, you're like one of the guys. So I just sent it to all my guy friends. And I was like, okay, that's weird.
You didn't like it?
No, because I thought he was implying that I should listen to it as a woman listening to this girl talk about dating advice. So I'm like, are you trying to give me dating advice by sending me this video?
Yeah. He's like, no, you're one of the breasts.
Yeah, he's like, no, I just sent it to all the guys, so you're one of the guys. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, well.
Did that hurt your feelings?
No, it didn't hurt my feelings. I just found it weird.
So would it hurt your feelings if they just called you a dude?
No.
No? Mm-mm. Like they didn't look at you as a woman at all?
I don't care.
You wouldn't care?
No.
I think you would.
I wouldn't care. For what?
Hmm?
Why? Why would I care?
Because then you would say, just the same way you got all upset when I asked you if you smoke crack.
That is completely different.
I mean, do I put off the vibe that I'm a man? You know, do I put off a vibe like I've got a penis? You'd be doing, you would second guess all of that stuff. Am I masculine? You'd start in with all of that.
I think that I would be like, oh, I give off BD energy. Okay, that's cool.
VD energy.
BD.
BD.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah, I know. I got it.
A little confused. Yeah, I got it.
And just to clear that, energy. I was never upset about you asking me that. It was a moment of self-reflection on myself.
Okay.
How mature. That's very mature. Yeah. So. Because I would have been extremely offended if someone was like, you know, looking at you, you look like you smoke crack.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I always self-reflect on other people. Never on myself.
You son of a bitch.
No, that also could be an answer she came up with, you know, well after she had really been offended and tried to smooth things over.
Yeah. After the shock wears off. Yeah,
she just thought of that answer Tuesday. She was pissed off the first time.
You know, the first thing she thought was, he really thinks that all non-white people smoke crack. Yeah.
No.
She told me about, like, first thing the next day. She was like, you want to know what he said to me?
I don't know what Casper told me.
This white devil. Let me tell you what this white devil did.
El Diablo. Mm-hmm.
He thinks I smoke crack just because I'm Hispanic. No. But yeah, I just found that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yet, it wasn't true at all. He doesn't think you smoke crack because you're Hispanic.
Oh, no, you mean about the dating advice.
About the dating advice thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He sent that out, and that was his answer when I said, why are you sending me this? Are you trying to tell me to listen to it as a woman listening to this woman give advice or what? And he's like, no, I just sent it to you because you're like one of the guys. And I was like, okay, well.
Oh, yeah. I have another question about along those lines. We have to take a break, though.
Okay.
Don't worry. It's not going to be offensive. I'll make sure of it.
No chance of that happening next.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny Podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at acetj.com.
So Alexis was telling us about this guy friend that sent her some kind of a forwarded thing about how to, you know, dating advice or whatnot. I think you may have gotten a little bit taken aback by that because it was unsolicited advice. Are you normally that way? Like, if you don't ask people for their advice, but they're giving it to you, you're like,
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to question why they think they should be giving me advice.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll be like, who are you to be giving me advice?
Mm-hmm. A lot of women are that way. Like, they'll ask. It's not like a woman won't ask if she needs some advice from her friends or whatever. They do. But when they don't and the friends give it to them, like if they're dating a guy that their friends don't agree with and they start telling her what she needs to do, then you might as well set her hair on fire.
Especially when it comes to dating.
But you're not like that, or are you like that?
No, I'm not going to set anybody's hair on fire.
Well, that's good.
I'm going to question as to why they feel like they need to tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll say it in a nice way, like, what led you to think that you needed to share that with me?
So you wouldn't do like Riggins would do, which means that he would just go, well, look at you. You got da-da-da-da-da. And he'd immediately start insulting them back.
Depends on the day. Mood.
Oh, you asking me why I don't leave the house? You need to stay in the house. You know, that's the way you would do.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's just...
would you not? If somebody's messing with you, you don't, you know, and in your business, you don't take kindly to that.
Yeah.
You know.
Has that been a relationship issue for you, Riggins, before? Where the woman tries to get in your business, is what you're doing, why you shouldn't be doing this, and unsolicited advice?
Yeah, I feel like the world is giving me unsolicited advice.
See?
You talk about C.
You hate it. Anybody does. Wouldn't? That's what I said. So why are you acting like I said something bad?
Who's the world that gives you unsolicited advice?
I mean, everybody in the world.
Every single person.
I feel like that's all day. That's why I lock myself away.
Yeah, everybody's telling him who he needs to date.
It's just everybody thinks they know what I should be doing. And it bothers people to their core that I don't want to do or live my life exactly how they do it. It's like, I don't give a shit what you're doing.
Yeah.
I could care less. Go live your life. But also, leave me alone. But it seems to drive people crazy.
Do your parents ask you about it?
All the time. Everybody does.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you answer? Do you give them an answer? Or you
not
just
really.
Say, mind your business?
Yeah. No, I don't do that.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to give them a satisfactory answer. And even if I do, in my head, it's satisfactory. Not to them. Because everybody wants to wants to manage me.
Yeah.
And I'm just, I can't, I don't know. I have no interest in that.
Is there a particular topic your parents talk to you about most, or your brothers, your family that bring up, or even people in general that bring up more than any other?
No, honestly, I can't even think of something my parents have said. I can't think.
Were your brothers both married by the time they were your age?
Yeah, around my age.
Yeah.
Around my age.
Yeah, do your parents ever say anything about that or ask you about your dating life or if you're seeing anybody?
Oh, yeah, they ask all the time. But, yeah, I'm not going to be like, I'm not doing this. I'm, you know,
yeah.
That helps no one.
Yeah.
What do they ask you about Alexis?
What have they asked about Alexis?
Because, you know, people always want to know. About the new person.
Yeah,
or
I think they asked how's she doing. And I said she's super easy to work with. That's that's my metric is like how easy are they to work with? And Alexis is super easy to work with.
Always remember to throw in that to work with part.
Yeah, please don't be telling people
she's super easy.
She's super easy.
They'd be like, excuse me.
You don't want to send out a bad ruin a reputation that way.
Yeah, that's super my easy. Whole thing. That's it's all based in there. How easy it and she's super easy. Super easy to talk to be around for long periods.
Yeah. My brother-in-law Chuck was asking about her.
Wait, what's Chuck saying about me?
it was more of a it was kind of a statement followed by just a small question at the end. He's like, man, that little what's her name, Alexis on y'all show. Man, she's a little pistol, isn't she? Something like that. Like, made reference to her sounding like she's hot.
Well, thank you, Chuck.
Well, I set him straight.
Luckily, he doesn't think that anymore.
That's it. You're not her type.
Sorry.
$2 pistol. Hey. Oh, yeah.
I always wonder when people say that, like, oh, she said, like, a little spitfire. Like, okay, well, what does that exactly mean?
Feisty.
Yeah, I think it's feisty.
Mm. Okay. I'll take it.
And bitchy.
Anything from feisty all the way.
Yeah. Broad spectrum there.
Slutty. Stupid.
Anyway. Oh.
God, he.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite thing that you're referred to as? Do you have a way you would like to be referred to as most?
No. I don't have a... I always think it's interesting to get other people's perspective of how they think of what they think of me. But what I always refer to myself as is just fun size. That's the only thing that I'm ever like, oh, I'm fun size. It's fun size.
Interesting.
Because I feel like that's nice. It doesn't imply that I'm a spitfire or have any kind of attitude problems. Just, tiny. Hey, I'm here, fun size.
Because I was just sitting here thinking, how have I described you to people if they ask?
Yeah.
And the first thing that I come up with every time is, man, she works.
I like that.
Like, you hustle.
Yeah, I do. I appreciate when people see that, but I feel like that's just how everybody should work sometimes. I just feel like that's the norm, and so I don't think I'm doing anything extra. I think I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
That's not at all. We've had people that worked here before that don't work that way at all.
Let me tell you what I say when people ask me about you.
What do you say, TJ?
I say, damn, I don't know.
All these questions.
I don't know.
She's fine.
Do people ask you guys questions about me all the time?
They'll always ask things like, well, how's the new girl working out? Okay. Or, things like that. Well, I think she's working out illegally. Her trainer just had to, skip town. Yeah, there's something shady going on.
I always refer to this, hey, if we don't pay a lot, we don't expect a lot. It's fine.
You
about me.
Well, let's find out. Oh, Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
I don't know if you were listening, but Alexis wants to know what you say about her.
I don't talk about her.
Okay, look.
Nobody really ever asks you, like, hey, what's Alexis like?
I always go, oh, she's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe that's what he would say that about anybody.
Yeah.
He's not going to go on and on about anybody, you know, like, oh, it's so great, yeah, and none of that, unless it's Bert Kreischer. Yeah,
that's true. He's great.
He likes
the machine.
Bert Kreischer or Luke Combs?
Yes.
Yeah. Luke Combs.
Those, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. He gay for them. He likes a bear.
A bear.
He does. He like them strapping.
Doesn't bear mean hairy?
Yeah.
But also strapping?
Mm-hmm.
What does strapping mean?
Big.
Like, burly. Oh, okay. Burly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thick.
Meaty.
Yeah.
Thick.
Thick.
It's just like, what does thick mean? It's just like, why? Why? What are you doing?
It's like talking to a 7-year-old.
Do you want to see a magic show?
No. Why?
There was a guy on Twitter yesterday that posted. Somebody had reposted it, but it said, I love teaching 6-year-olds via Zoom. He said, after explaining today's math project, I said, any questions? And the first kid said, you have a cat?
That would be something I would say.
Any questions? You got a cat, Mr. Smith? What?
I forgot to tell y'all about my impromptu trip during the holidays to see my mom in Louisiana, didn't I?
What?
I can't believe it's been several weeks now.
You went all the way to Louisiana during the holidays?
We can take a break and then I'll tell you the whole story.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around, therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy, no fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace & TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
All right, y'all want to hear this story.
My brother and I were on the phone, and it was after dark, so he had been in them beers. And it was the day, I think maybe the day after Christmas. And he said, Monday, I'm going to spend the night with your mama. I'm going to cook dinner for her. We're going to watch movies and, you know, hang out with her and visit and all that stuff. And just spend the night down there with her because I'm off from work. I'm on vacation. And I said, oh, that's good. He goes, well, wait, you're on vacation too, aren't you? I said, yeah. He said, won't you fly down here and meet me? Let you surprise her. And you just show up at her house. She knows I'm coming. But she'll be so surprised if you are with me. He said, just fly into Shreveport, and I'll pick you up on my way to Mama's, and then it'll all be a big surprise. Cool. And he was kind of joking, and I said, okay. He goes, are you serious? I said, yeah. He said, are you drinking? Because I don't want you to wake up tomorrow. He said, because I've been there, where you agree to doing something at night after you've been drinking, and then the next day you regret it. I said, no. Jody's going to book my ticket now. And it was, just a couple of days from then.
Yeah.
And come to find out, my mom was sick. And she told my brother she didn't even feel like him coming. She had pneumonia or something. And so I had to cancel.
Oh so you didn't actually go?
No. No, but I got credit. Because I told him to make sure he told her that I was going to make that trip on the spur of the moment and surprise her. So now that counts as me going like three times.
It counts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It counts.
Did you call her and check on her?
Yeah, Jody did.
Just a little pneumonia. It's not like it's bad or anything. Man. Yeah, you get credit for that.
I know.
Will your mom get the COVID vaccine? Were you talking about your mom being sick just occurred to me. I wonder if my mom would go get the COVID vaccine.
Mom She's probably 78. Would.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder. I need to ask her about that.
Yeah, tell her to go get it.
My mom won't be about waiting in any line for it or anything. Yeah. To be like, well, can't they just bring it here?
Yeah.
They should.
Or isn't there something they could do to move this along a little faster?
Yeah, they absolutely should. Go door to door in some of those neighborhoods where you know a lot of, or get a list of residents. Why not?
Go door to door.
Sure. You don't want them leaving the house. Well, let's send some people out and do it.
Be my luck. It'd be somebody, deranged person going around killing everybody. Give me a shot of cyanide or something.
Can you imagine just a person at your house? Oh, I'm here to give you a vaccine. Yeah. No, you're not.
You're driving a Papa John's car.
Yeah, exactly.
Just I don't think you're random. Qualified to be giving vaccine.
Takes out a random needle and a duffel bag. Nope, don't want it.
Yeah, but I think my mom would. You think she would or not?
Yeah, I think my mom would. I think she would.
But then again, my mom has not been afraid of the COVID at all.
Yes, yeah, my mom's been very cautious. She still goes out and stuff, but she's been very cautious. When she flies over here, she wears gloves and the mask, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. But mine is, and it's surprising, I've told y'all this, it's surprising lately how much my mom has been up to date on politics and who's what and the good guys and the bad guys and all of that. And so she's been taking the whole thing as this is stupid. I mean, of course it's dangerous if people get it that are old and blah, blah, blah. You're shutting down the country over this and wearing a blame mask. I can't breathe in that. But then again, she's not looking to go all over the place.
I was about to ask, did she go out before
not much.
This?
Yeah. She goes, you know, she buys, I don't know, maybe she didn't during all that, but yeah, it's your basic Walmart or grocery store, things like that. Yeah. Sometimes go to Monroe, which is the bigger city that has more stores and things. Go to, what's it called? The beauty supply place.
Sally?
Ulta.
Ulta. Oh, yeah. Your mom's. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's a step up from Sally.
Yes. Damn, we look good.
Yeah, my mom's Alzheimer's doctor told her, hey, you need to turn the news off. Like she told her she was watching too much news, that she was watching the news and she would get obsessed is a little bit too strong of a word. But it became like if the TV was on, she was wanting to flip over. Let's see what's happening. The doctor told her, look, there's too much bad news.
Yeah.
It's it has a tendency to bring her down. You know, and he's like, you got to get watch a funny movie, watch something that you've enjoyed in the past, that kind of stuff. Because he wants her to stay, you know, upbeat and positive and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, I don't want to get in your business or anything. It's not my concern, I guess. But if your mom has Alzheimer's, I don't think it's smart to have a doctor who also has it.
Or Alzheimer's doctor.
That's funny.
I feel like we're going in circles.
He just told me that the last time I was here.
Yeah. Be a great story, though.
Wouldn't it be good? That would be a great show.
Chappelle show skit. Yeah.
A guy treating Alzheimer's patients has Alzheimer's. And has had it.
TJ, your mom still drives?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And she doesn't get scared to, like, get on the highway or anything like
no.
that? No. It's my grandmother. Mm. She drives, but she will not get on the highway anymore. And she will only drive on, like, small streets. And I told my mom, I'm like, just tell her to stop driving.
How old is she?
She's going to turn 81, but she's still, I mean, she still works. She'll retire, then she gets bored, she starts working again. She's very active, but it makes me nervous knowing that she's nervous driving.
At what age, though, when you're driving, in your culture, so to speak, does the car stop bouncing up and down? I mean, if she's 80 driving down side streets and all, and can still maneuver a big Impala while it's bouncing up and down
with spinners
like
on it.
Yeah. When do you finally
badass.
Say, I'm too old for the three wheel motion?
She a gangster.
Well, if she drives anything like you,
well, that's
probably time to turn in the license.
You know, she's going to take Alexis's license.
Yeah. She's talking about me.
She's like, baby, no, come here.
I haven't hit
you anything. Can't drive a pig and a mule's ass. There's your country thing that you like.
I know. I love all the country sayings.
Riggins does too.
I love them. I was trying to say something. What was it? I texted you about one over Christmas.
man, I was driving when you were screaming for the doorknob thinking it was a biscuit.
I was trying to use it because I thought it would be funny, and I was like, I'm not going to say this right, because I knew it had something to do with a doorknob and a biscuit and being young, but that was like all I had.
A biscuit, doorknob, and being young.
Yeah, so like when someone tries to criticize your driving, I've been driving since you were reaching for the doorknob thinking it was a biscuit. That's just such a good Southern.
I like that.
Because, you know, to a little dumb baby, a doorknob could look like a biscuit.
Like a biscuit.
Yeah. Look like a little biscuit.
My favorite is staring like a tree full of owls. I've used that so many times when people are just like, what?
My favorite of TJ's sayings is he was effed up like a snake in a double blade lawnmower.
Yeah.
That's pretty effed up.
That's a good one.
My grandmother used to always say somebody was ugly as a mud fence.
Yeah.
Daubed with lizards.
Daubed with lizards.
I've heard that one before. Like,
What's the fart in a, that's my favorite one.
That went over like a fart in a diving helmet.
Yeah. That joke went over like a fart in a diving helmet. Like,
okay.
They're funny words, too. So, like, it's just funny.
And then you say with like a Southern accent, it
that's
just makes
I
it say, so much
the
better.
The doorknob and a biscuit thing, I was like, see, I can't even say that because I don't have a good, thick Southern accent, but you have to, a New Yorker could not use that phrase and make it sound right. You have to be Southern to say that. You have to have a good accent to say that.
Yeah.
But I'm still surprised at how much New Yorkers love biscuits, like Southern biscuits.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, they love them. Crazy about them.
I love biscuits, and I recently met somebody that moved here from Philly, I think. Yeah, Philly. And he was telling me that, he's like, I don't understand why you guys are so obsessed with biscuits. There's just, like, biscuit places everywhere. He's like, they're just gross. And I'm like, what? I've never met anybody that has had anything bad to say about a biscuit.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Ever.
Who thinks biscuits are gross?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, you might get, I don't understand the obsession. They're good and all, you know what I mean? But to say they're gross.
Yeah, to just talk trash about them. Like, what?
Yeah, that's somebody from Philadelphia.
Yeah what do they have?
Philly cheesesteaks.
Oh, well, yeah.
Your one of your favorites?
They do have that. They have that.
But, I mean, as all around cuisine, yeah. I mean, do people say, oh, we went and had some good Philadelphia cooking today?
You know.
No. But how often do they say, we'll get some good Southern cooking?
Yeah.
Doesn't like coleslaw either.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of coleslaw.
You don't like coleslaw?
Mm-mm.
With fried shrimp.
Or with anything.
What?
I'm not a big
What combination is that? With fried shrimp?
Oh, yeah, the classic
fried shrimp and coleslaw.
That is a classic.
Yeah, yeah, you always get coleslaw with fried shrimp.
And fried fish.
Don't be talking to me like I'm crazy.
Hell yeah. I love coleslaw.
I love coleslaw with fried shrimp.
Throw some pepper on that bitch.
Tartar sauce.
Go to town, yes.
Some crispy fries.
My family never called it coleslaw. It was just slaw.
Slaw.
Really?
Yeah, y'all want slaw?
Yeah, what is the col?
I don't know.
I think it's in a, it's, I always thought it was supposed to be cold.
I did too for a long time.
Cold
slaw. Cold
slaw. Yeah.
But it's not.
It's
cold.
It's not.
It's cold. Cold.
Yeah, it's cold slaw, but maybe someone called it cold
slaw. I always thought that came from Southern people just not fully pronouncing the word.
Cold slaw.
And I could be totally wrong. That was just my impression.
Cold slaw.
You want some coleslaw. And then it just turned into coleslaw.
Yeah, that was coleslaw. We just started spelling it that way. That's what I've always thought my whole life. I have no proof of that.
But there's also a hot coleslaw.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've never.
Oh,
really?
Cabbage with like bacon and stuff in it.
Is yeah, right? Yeah. And then there's also a spicy kind of coleslaw.
Coleslaw.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm not a cabbage fan.
Yeah, you don't like cabbage.
I don't like a lot of cabbage.
Makes you fart.
No, it doesn't make me fart. It just makes them stink really badly.
When they do happen, yeah. They're way worse.
Oh, it's like a tsunami.
Yikes.
It's like a tsunami.
Now here's an interesting tsunami. Tale. The word derives from the Dutch K-O-O-L-S-L-A, koolsla, with coal, C-O-L-A, referring to kale crops such as cabbage.
Oh.
So that's why it's called
Kosla.
Because it's a derivative of a Dutch word somehow where the coal is a cabbage reference.
I like our version better.
Would you like some coleslaw?
With your ribs?
Yeah. Take off your wooden shoes before you eat.
I love when you do that voice. It's my favorite.
Dutch.
You like it to have a sweet taste to it or no?
Not really.
Coleslaw?
Mm-hmm.
I just like the traditional mayo coleslaw. Maybe, yeah, it does have a sweet taste to it, I guess. Yeah. I'm trying to think. I'm like what does it taste like?
I like the barbecue slaw, like the red slaw.
Yeah, I've tried that before. It's good. It's different.
Yeah.
I don't like the... Not that I don't like. It's okay. But I don't like whatever the... what is that kind of slaw that we would have as a kid, TJ, at school and some places still serve it? Kind of where they scoop it up with an ice cream scooper and drop it in the little bowl. It's more soft. It's not like slaw. It's more watery.
Ooh,
I don't know. Do they have carrots in it?
Yeah.
That's more of a carrot salad.
Yeah, that's...
Carrot salad?
They call got raisins in it.
Raisins? With carrots?
You never seen carrot salad?
No.
Mm.
Raisins and carrots just doesn't seem like something I would put together. Is it good?
No.
Okay.
Oh, no.
They're like, what can we put together? Oh, we got some carrots. We got some raisins.
Just I never saw one kid eat that. And if I would have, I know that all my black friends would have been making fun of me.
Yeah. It seems like
look at you eat this. We're going to call you carrots.
There were several
you
things.
Raisins.
Several
you
things
raisins.
As a kid you would always look at and go, why do they even serve this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, the school system, the taxpayers are paying for this. Just put something on the plate that we want to eat. Because every day y'all put beets on here.
Oh. Beets?
You know, and you would look around and realize not a single kid in the school.
Who would serve beets to a kid?
Oh. Yeah, they had to have some sort of a vegetable.
Yeah. It never
makes
sense.
The balanced meal.
What the hell? Why do y'all give us this? Nobody eats it. It's
so
wasted
many
money.
Better vegetables than
exactly.
beets.
Exactly.
Like, put some broccoli on there or something.
They were pickled, though. Yeah.
Pickle beets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure it was one of those deals, probably in the sales process. The salesperson was like, look, I need you to buy, I know you're going to buy, 100,000 cans of, tomatoes, but I'll cut that price a little bit if you'll take 25,000 cans of beets I got to get rid of
and
here.
Kids have to pay for it.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I'm not kidding, though. If anybody ate the gross part that all the other kids wouldn't eat, they got made fun of.
Yeah.
It's like, why is that? Who is that making fun of somebody? They didn't care. They didn't make fun of anything. Look at him eating beets. It's like your grandma make you eat beets. Where you going, Beats? Come on back. Come on back. I'm just playing.
And now if you do
sit
that.
Sit down, Beats.
Now if you do that at school, all the other kids jump on you. Hey, it's not nice to make fun of
people. You're being insensitive.
What?
I love talking trash.
Look at him.
That's what we do at school.
I love roasting.
Look at him eating beets with them pies on.
With those what's on?
Pies. That's what they call off-brand tennis shoes.
Pies?
Yeah, like fake Nikes or something. He look at him wearing the pies. I don't know why. That's what they were. Look, you got them old fake ass Converse on. Pies.
Keep wearing some pies.
Please. Sitting over there eating carrot salads.
Ours were referred to
as pies slipping all over the basketball court.
Yeah, ours, they would call them A's because there was a pair of shoes that was the, you know, if you didn't have a lot of money, you'd buy cleats, especially for baseball, that had it was like an A on the side. Like they took the Nike symbol and flipped it upside down and made it look like an A where the swoosh went to the back of the school.
Yeah, some pies.
Yeah, you see people put everybody would wear that. You'd come out to baseball with your new cleats on. It's like, oh, damn, he had to get them A's. He got the A's.
Like, oh, where your mama got them shoes? Grocery store?
Not the grocery store.
Yep. They used to have them.
Stop.
A big basket of them, and they were together by a long plastic strip.
Yeah.
Like a little string,
store?
Plastic string. They had them together, yeah.
Damn.
Damn,
sure A&P. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Such times those were.
Yeah. Look at it. Oh, come on, man. You know I'm just playing. So, but you know them some pies.
And from that day forward, he was known as Beats.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Hey, you talk about making a great impression on your first day at work with the new job. This was in 2019. A guy named Carl Gamby got a job working the front desk at an Econo Lodge in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Or as a lot of people would say, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania. You hear people say that? They don't put the L sound in the middle.
Pennsylvania.
Well, on his first day, he went into the restroom, injected himself with fentanyl and bath salts, then grabbed a woman that he worked with and started kissing her neck.
First day.
Mm-hmm. She told him to stop, so he took his shirt off and chased after her. She jumped jumped in her car and called 911. Then he took his pants off while she was driving away and was still naked when the cops got there.
Whoa.
So they arrested him and all that stuff. And the reason he's in the news now is just because he lost an appeal in the court. They were trying to get his lawyer was trying to get his sentence reduced, and they said no. So that's what made the news. By the way, this is let us remind you, dear readers, why he's in jail.
Good man. Lord. They appealed that. They're like, no.
No. He dance try at least.
Yeah, I wonder what his sentence was.
A for effort, but no.
I mean, not that it would have been any better on a week or two in, but day
of
one.
Yeah.
First day.
Yeah, he got sentenced to 11 to 23 months. But the reason that they were saying that he could get his sentence reduced, his lawyer said he should have it reduced because grabbing and kissing a woman shouldn't count as assault.
What?
Yeah, the judge disagreed. Yeah.
When she's against it.
Yeah, if she's not about it.
Hey, man, it's damn it get crazy down at Cano Lodge. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Cano Lodge.
Kissing her neck.
Bath salts and fentanyl.
Like, he's going all out. Like,
just
this is
one
my first
is bad
day.
Enough,
I'm lit.
He doubles up and does both at one time.
Maybe he was just really excited about getting a job.
Maybe so. Alexis's hard new career life is really starting to take a toll on her. You know what she had to do yesterday after she's got all this other stuff going on with work? That Adam has her constantly running and doing. Ace has her constantly following around after him, taking pictures of him. All this stuff.
What?
Wiping his mouth when he dribbles.
Somebody's got
to
do it.
She had to go to the fancy restaurant she endorses and try their lobster mac and cheese that they're pushing and then get sent home with an entire tray of it.
I had lobster mac and cheese for breakfast this morning. That's a whole vibe. Okay?
That's a whole vibe.
Not a half a vibe. A whole damn vibe.
A whole damn vibe.
Wait, didn't you also stop for breakfast on the way here?
Rob, why are you putting my business out here? No one asked you that.
So you had lobster mac and cheese and you stopped and had breakfast?
Yes.
Did you even heat up the lobster mac and cheese?
I did heat it up.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Was it an entire order? Or like, did you eat a whole? I don't know how it has to come like in little bowls or compartments or what?
No, I just scooped some out, put it on the plate, put it in the microwave.
Yeah. How
and
much?
Then ate some of it. Like maybe like two scoops.
That's mm-hmm. all?
Yeah.
Two scoops is all?
Yeah, they were heaping scoops. Okay.
My little friend Jenny, if I send leftovers home with her, she won't even reheat it.
She just eats it cold?
She'll just go in the refrigerator, like if it's jambalaya or something, she'll just stand in the refrigerator with the giant bowl and just a spoon, just eating it cold right out of the refrigerator.
Well, I mean,
wouldn't that be, some things I do like cold, but wouldn't, like something like jambalaya, that would be great reheated.
Yeah.
You need to put that in the oven.
Yeah.
But she just doesn't have time. She just wants to eat. And she said that's her absolute favorite thing.
Yeah.
And so she just scarfs it down cold. And we'll send a bunch of it home. And then the next day, she's like bringing the bowl over back. Hey, here's your bowl. Yeah, I ate it this morning.
Yeah, I could eat that cold.
And so then you had the mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the way to work, you stopped somewhere and got breakfast.
See? Yes.
What did you get on the way?
I got a sausage McMuffin with cheese, no egg, add bacon, and a hash brown, and a Coke. Because their orange juice machine was not working.
Oh. Damn.
You got diarrhea? That's all I'm hearing. Macaroni and cheese.
Well, I had to have the mac and cheese because I was thinking about it all night.
Seafood 4 in the morning? Diarrhea.
I think of it as an elevated lifestyle.
Yeah, no, good for you.
Elevated colon.
Yeah, man.
So who mounted your TV on the wall?
A friend.
Would you have to trade for that?
I didn't trade anything. It was a favor.
Yet.
And you want to know the best part about it? Yesterday I have to go get toilet paper. And I was like, I forgot, I gotta run out and get toilet paper. So he was like, I'll bring you a couple rolls. And I thought that was pretty cool. I was like, okay, cool. That means you're gonna mount my TV and you're gonna bring me two rolls of toilet paper so I don't have to go today to get toilet paper. Winning. Yeah.
Well, what was the catch though? He had to watch you using it.
He's like,
You want this? You want it?
Christ.
All right, I'm going to give it to you, but you have to leave the door open. So is this a romantic interest of yours or just a friend?
Just a friend, not romantic.
Yeah. Have you been romantic with him?
Define romantic.
You know what I mean.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How long ago?
Within the last month.
Oh, so TV's not the only thing he might.
Anyways.
Well, I look, if I was a woman, I lived alone, there's no way I would ever want for anything like that and not have it happen.
Yeah.
If I wanted a TV mounted, I'd just be, yeah, come on, let's trade.
So the mounting of the TV was more of a thank you.
Oh, we could sign a contract on it. And go, all right, I'm going to give you this. You mount my TV.
Hey, it's better than what the situation I had before with my TV. I had it. So I put all of my furniture together in my apartment, but it was all IKEA furniture, but still, I'm pretty proud of that.
Yeah, you should be.
Yeah, so I had an entertainment center, and I had the TV on it, but it's a flat screen, so I was scared it was going to tip over. So I was like, well, how can I get it to stay still? So I had this belt that is made out of, like, a rope material, and I just, like, roped the back of my TV to the entertainment center so it would tip over.
You know, they have little anchors and all with little things that come out that you can put in the wall that will hold the TV in place.
I don't know all those things right off the bat, so I just, like, figured out a solution. It worked in the moment, that's and right. Now we, like, became an adult.
You found a way to make it work for you. Good.
Yeah, you know.
All good.
It's almost like I'm a Girl Scout, like a Boy Scout.
But how high up on the wall is it? Because if, you know, if it's too high for you, you're not even going to be able to see it.
I'm, like, breaking your my head neck.
You get a crick in your neck.
Well, the thing tilts and moves around, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Looks like she's at Mount Rushmore. She's watching the eclipse.
She's watching every TV show as if she's sitting in the front row at the theater.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
She's like calling her mom, going, Mom, I'm such an adult now. I traded sex to have my TV mounted on the wall.
And two rolls of toilet paper.
Two rolls of toilet paper. Don't forget about that.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenyx.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667. Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park,
beautiful rooms, and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.